This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Intelligence Community Inspector General revealed very little about a whistleblower complaint to members of Congress, but President Trump is denying doing anything wrong. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The government's intelligence watchdog, Michael Atkinson, appeared behind closed doors, summoned to explain a reported complaint from an insider surrounding a private conversation between President Trump and a foreign leader. But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says Atkinson declined to tell the committee the nature of the complaint.
I don't know whether the White House is directly involved, because we can't get an answer to that question, but we do know that they are making some claim that a privilege may apply.
The Washington Post reports it involves a promise President Trump made to an unnamed foreign leader. But on Twitter, the president said he would never say anything inappropriate. He's aware that others are listening in, and he would only do what was right anyway. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
After meeting with leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates this week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that he has important information for President Trump about how to deal and respond to the recent attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. AP's Mike Hempen tells us the president will receive several military options on Iran today at the White House.
Officials speaking on condition of anonymity say the president will get a list of potential airstrike targets inside Iran. They say the president will also be warned that military action against the Islamic Republic could escalate into war. Iran has denied any involvement and has warned the U.S. that any attack will trigger an all-out war.
That's AP's Mike Hempen. Russia and China joined forces Thursday to block adoption of a U.N. Security Council resolution aimed at establishing a ceasefire in northwestern Syria and gaining full access for humanitarian